Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The Blues, Texas style, bringing us back. That's Billy on guitar from ZZ Top. Thanks for hanging out with me. 7 till the hour. Another one from one guitar player to another. Rob Levin is with us. Rob's a pretty cool lead guitar player, and a lot of people don't know that about him. Rob, I actually own a couple of guitars. I play for my own amazement. You didn't know that about me, did you?
I didn't. The acoustic or electric?
Acoustic. Yeah, I'm not. I wouldn't dare amplify what I do. That would be too cruel. But I've been playing a long time. Anyway, Rob, thanks again for hanging out with us. NYReports.com, right? Is it singular, right?
Singular. NYReport.com.
NYReport.com is the website, folks. The magazine is the New York Enterprise Report, which is monthly, right?
Correct.
Every month.
And now it's digital, so you can see it from your desktop.
So check it out, folks, nyreport.com. Rob, what have you been learning lately about the discipline of marketing for small businesses?
Well, I think it's less, maybe a little of what I'm learning. It's also a lot of what I'm noticing. And I feel that ever since, you know, I think the world changed in 2008. And
right.
We've talked about this before, how there's a lot of lingering effects, and it's just changed the way a lot of people do business. I feel that now you have the haves and the have-nots in business, and it really comes down to marketing, and people will focus on marketing for this conversation. That the people that really understand and have the ability to implement good marketing initiatives are light years ahead of their competitors who don't. And it has nothing to do with how good your product is.
Mm-hmm.
Having a good product, of course, helps with repeat business, people suggesting you, word of mouth, all that's important. But, you know, remember that before people buy, it's all based on perceived value. And it's also based on how good your marketing is. And I'm seeing more than ever that a lot of companies that are doing well are the companies that really understand marketing and how to market their product or service.
Give me. Have you got any examples of what you've seen?
Yeah. Well, look, you know, especially with small businesses, there's still a lot of them out there that do good work. They have good products and services, but nobody knows who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts with awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to. You know, certainly you could, but you don't need to do $1 million advertising campaign. There's a
mm-hmm.
lot of little things you can do, and then after awareness, you know. I see so many websites that they're making two major fundamental mistakes. Number one is their homepage, which is where the most of their traffic is going, is not engaging the visitor. It's all about the products and services they sell. Now, if somebody's going for something very specific to your site, maybe that's fine. But a lot of times people end up there, maybe they met you somewhere, they're going to validate you on your website. And it's your LinkedIn page as well, by the way, or maybe it's a search. And they're looking, you know, people need to be engaged these days. And the next click is a second away. So there's not a lot of people that are using case studies, testimonials, blogs on their homepage when they should. And those companies that are engaging visitors.
So testimonials, customer or client testimonials are included in your definition of marketing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Look, what's better, you bragging about yourself or somebody
well,
else?
But you got to admit, though, most people don't think of it like that. And
I guess. You know, we have a whole page. We can't really put testimonials on our homepage because we're a media company, but we have
right.
pages of this stuff.
Yeah.
And we're all thinking about how we can leverage these testimonials some more.
But that's one of the most powerful things, the most powerful differentiator of any small business over any larger competitor, these testimonials. These are the kinds of things that are not easy for big companies to get. Small business owners probably got them coming out their ears, and they're just lying fallow. They're not really contributing anything.
They either have them or they can easily get them and they're not getting them. Sometimes you just ask.
Another good point. Excellent point. Yeah. So, folks, and so this is all part of the multifaceted way, especially today, the small business owners can grow their business through marketing the way Rob's talking about without spending a lot of money. And you can do it today in a way that you never have been before. Rob, nyreport.com. Check it out, folks. Rob Levin, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Rob Levin, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very impressive entrepreneur. I'm very proud of what he's pulled off over there at nyreport.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.